Good afternoon. I'm meteorologist Jason Katerina. Another warm and somewhat muggy day around the region, combined with a couple of wobbles in the atmosphere to fire off a few scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, which should start to die down as the sun goes down. But an area of low pressure tracking into the region overnight will bring more widespread showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, starting in the western portions of the area during the morning hours and continuing across to the east during the afternoon. Now, that's going to produce some stronger thunderstorms. Some of those could be on the strong to severe side, with heavy rain, gusty winds, and even hail possible. Low-level spin in the atmosphere near the boundary could produce some rotating storms as well. We are currently covered by parts of a marginal and slight risk area for severe weather on Saturday and a marginal risk for Sunday. I'll have more on that in just a minute. That second disturbance tracking through the region on Sunday should support more scattered showers and thunderstorms, with damaging winds and hail possible again. So, taking a look at potentially significant weather for tomorrow, the Storm Prediction Center says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from eastern Ohio to the mid-Atlantic and southern New England coast, surrounded by a marginal risk area with scattered afternoon thunderstorms posing a risk for mainly damaging winds across portions of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and the surrounding states during the day. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow in New York City, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly in the afternoon. Again, some of those could be on the strong to severe side, producing gusty winds. Partly sunny conditions, highs in the mid-80s. For Boston, showers likely mainly late in the afternoon, high temperatures in the low 80s. And in Buffalo, showers and thunderstorms, some of those could produce gusty winds and heavy rain, highs in the mid-70s. Quite breezy, too, with a southwest wind 15 to 25 miles an hour, could gust up over 30 miles an hour from time to time. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. Partly sunny with a chance of showers in the morning for Saturday, then mostly cloudy with showers likely and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s, near 80. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mainly clear this evening, then partly cloudy overnight, lows in the lower 60s, partly sunny with a chance of showers in the morning, then mostly cloudy with showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Again, some of those may produce gusty winds and hail, highs in the upper 70s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly clear in the evening, then partly cloudy overnight, lows in the upper 50s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers in the morning, then showers likely and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Some could be on the strong to severe side with gusty winds and large hail. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly clear tonight. Lows around 60. Saturday, partly sunny, chance of showers in the morning, then mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Some may produce gusty winds and large hail and be on the strong to severe side, highs in the upper 70s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north by 90, becoming partly cloudy overnight, lows in the lower 60s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers in the morning, then showers likely with scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Some may be strong and severe, producing gusty winds and large hail, a high near 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Katerina.